Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This episode is brought to you by Ariston Specialties in Bloomfield, Connecticut, makers of amazing olive oils and other Greek delights. Check them out online at AristonSpecialties.com. That's Ariston, A-R-I-S-T-O-N, Specialties.com.
I'm Faith Middleton. This show is rooted in Connecticut, but meant for everywhere in the country. Our job is to pass on what's delicious. We get many emails from other countries listening. That makes this podcast about food, wine, and cocktails worldwide. Coming up in many places, fresh farm-grown asparagus. Oh, it's that time, asparagus time. It's in stores. We'd like to go to farmers markets to get asparagus from local farms. It's the freshest it can be. And, you know, it's like spring to have this. So how to cook it, sauces that go with it, wines that go with it, and that's a tricky thing. And what comes next? This podcast is located at faithmiddleton.com. The Food Schmooze All-Stars are here. We have Chris Brushberry at Metro Bees in Simsbury, Connecticut, Joanne Church in New London, Connecticut, and we have Carl Franklin in Waker Hill, Connecticut. Who's going first? Joanne, go ahead.
Well, happy National Asparagus Month. It is May. The first thing that I thought about is a few years ago when I was in Holland, a traditional Dutch menu my friend served. And asparagus season is really short in the Netherlands. It's like mid-April to mid-June. So we were there at the end of April. So the way they serve it is, and it's usually the white asparagus.
Yeah.
So they steam the asparagus and serve it with cooked eggs, like boiled eggs cut in half, cooked ham sliced, and boiled potatoes rolled in parsley. And then it's smothered with a butter sauce. And it's beautiful on the plate. And that's one of the traditions. So that's the first thing I thought about.
Oh, and what was that good? How good was that?
It was great. It's potatoes, eggs, ham, and asparagus with butter.
No, it's like everything we love, right?
Yeah.
And those eggs aren't like hard-boiled, right? They're not quite soft and runny either. They're sort
of they look like hard-boiled, but they're, runny for sure. So back home here, when the farm stands have asparagus, I just love asparagus on the grill with garlic, you know, in the grill basket, and that's what we'll do as for the months that we have it.
So Joanne Church, that is fantastic. So Chris Brushberry, let me ask you this question: as Joanne is talking, is there a real thing between what you could get for asparagus in the supermarket and what she's describing.
Oh, yeah.
What, is there a difference?
So different. I mean, I always, it's funny because it is one of those things now, like you said, you can get all year round. But there was a time, and not that long ago, like maybe 15, 20 years ago, you only got asparagus this time of year because that was it. It came up. They harvested, they sold it, and then it was done. But there is such a difference when you get it fresh from a local farm. The flavor is, and I still haven't figured out what it is, if it's just that it takes so long to get here from the Southern Hemisphere, which is where we get it when it's not in season. You know, maybe it's just older and it loses some of its flavor, but I'm telling you, the flavor of asparagus when it's fresh is like no other.
Yeah.
And we're lucky that there's still quite a few farms in Connecticut in our area that still do asparagus. So if you can get your hands on some, like you were saying, and we were all saying, the season's short here too. You know, maybe it's 4 weeks, sometimes five, and that's it. You know, once they're gone until next year. But yeah, the flavor is so much fresher, more vibrant.
Chris, I want to ask you, depending on where you're from in the country, are there the same kinds of, like, our season is short? Do they have the same issue? Is it short for other places in the country?
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't matter where you are. Asparagus comes up once a year, and that's it. So, yeah, if you're in different parts of the country, it may be coming up at different times, but it comes up a couple weeks, and then it goes dormant. So, yeah, you have a very short window to pick your asparagus.
Does asparagus planted, or is it like a perennial?
It's a rhizome, so it comes up every year. It takes very long to root. So if you're going to plant asparagus in your garden, it takes a good 2 to 3 years of non-harvesting to actually get it rooted to where you can start picking it. And then the other thing, and this is why a lot of farms, we're lucky to have still that, of farms that have it, there's no crop rotation, right? That spot you have your asparagus, you have asparagus in it, you get asparagus for a few weeks, and then the rest of the year, that part of your farm, that field, is only asparagus, and it stays dormant the rest of the year.
But it's perennial, right? It comes up every year. Yeah.
It takes 2 to 3 years to get rooted, and then once it's rooted, it comes up every year, and it spreads, so it'll grow. So you can start off with a very small patch, and every year it gets a little bit bigger and bigger.
So
and
we're saying don't take this for granted, because
that's exactly
an amazing
and go find some, because it's so unlike what you get in the, and I shouldn't say
Chris, this is like you're hitting on something that is, you know, I used to go on these walks when I lived in Stony Creek, Connecticut, and I'm now in Guilford, but and I would be walking along this place, and I would look down, and I would see asparagus growing.
Yeah.
And I would think, what?
Yeah.
You know, should I
so
pick
cool.
this? Can I?
Oh, yeah. When no one's looking, careful.
Yeah,
people
when
have
no
cameras
one's
now, Faith.
I was like, what?
Is that Faith Middleton stealing my asparagus?
No, seriously, it was like, wow, this is amazing. You know, these stalks coming up from the ground.
And they grow fast, too. I was at a farm where I teach in Mexico, and you wake up in the morning, you go out to the field, and the asparagus will be just popping out of the ground. You know, maybe you'll see like a half an inch sticking out. And then you go away by lunch. No exaggeration, by lunch, it's like, you know, 6-7 inches. You're like,
that's crazy.
I know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You think,
it's
how
such
can
a cool
that
vegetable.
Happen, right?
Yeah, but it's such a cool vegetable. So anyway, my favorite way of doing it is I love wrapping it in prosciutto and roasting it in the oven.
Of course you do.
It takes some work, but oh my God.
Buddy, can I just say to you that is, it's a really old school way of doing
very traditional
asparagus. No, but it's so fabulous. So, so explain exactly how you would do it.
So I just go now, and it used to be a work for me, but now I just go to the grocery store and buy the pre-sliced packaged prosciutto. Uh-huh. For this application, it's fine.
Yeah.
And then I take a piece, I put it on a cutting board, I'll peel it, you know, because it's all, it's laid out on plastic on the, you know, stack. And then I'll cut one of the pieces in half.
And then I basically just take my asparagus, you know, you snap the end off it so you get the tough part off. And then I just wrap each piece in a half a piece of prosciutto. And then I lay it on I usually put the little cookie sheet or sheet pan with some parchment paper or a Silpat down. And then I just line them up on there. And once I have my whole sheet pan done, I drizzle it with just a little olive oil, some sea salt, and then put it in a hot oven, like a 400 degree oven. And I like it when the prosciutto cooks, it tightens up around the asparagus. And oh, it gets crispy. And the asparagus, I like cooking it till the asparagus gets a nice little char. Oh my gosh, these are just like snacks. I put them out like when people are coming over, you put them out in little piles all over the place. People will find them. It's like a hunt. Oh, there's another plate in the dining room. Oh, there's a plate in the kitchen. Where are those? So good. Yeah.
This is why we should live next door to each other. You know, when you say this, I'm like, oh my God.
And before we go on, the other, and this goes to what Joanne was saying, the other best way to eat asparagus, in my opinion, is in an omelet. I don't know that combination. Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes things just are magic when they go together so well. Yeah. An asparagus omelet is just heaven. Just whip some eggs. And I'm talking about the French style. So it's nice, light, and fluffy. So just take a couple eggs, whip them up. I sprinkle a little salt and pepper in my eggs.
What do you
just
mean a couple eggs, whip them up? Like
crack eggs in a bowl. Scramble them up with the fork. You know, just keep them going. And then I've realized over the years of cooking omelets, I keep turning my heat down the older I get. I don't know what it is, but eggs really do like a gentle heat. So when I learned how to make an omelet, you had to scramble, pardon the pun, but you had to go so fast because the burner was hot, the butter was hot and everything. Now I turn it down to like almost like a medium low. I melt my butter in the pan and then I just take my eggs and I put them in there and I just keep them moving with a rubber spatula, just turning them to make little curds. And then once I get that all set, then that's it. I let it sit on the burner for a minute and then I take my blanched off, you know, or grilled off already asparagus and just sprinkle in there maybe a little, like, I don't know, you could do a little feta cheese or goat cheese, something like that. And then you just fold it over and the center is still loose, you know, and you just fold it over and you let it sit there in the pan off the heat and it sort of warms the asparagus and melts the cheese. And I'm telling you, that's all you need. And this is where, like you were saying with wine, I know. If you have this with a rosé on the porch,
that's
going to suggest.
This takes the wine doesn't go with asparagus, blows it out of the water. You make a nice little asparagus omelet with a nice rosé. It's a beautiful Sunday morning, afternoon-ish. And you just sit there and enjoy yourself. And that's the way to do asparagus.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? If you don't have alcohol in your life, what would you say?
No, you know what? I have a friend who's, you know, not drinking anymore. And he comes up with by far the best, what he calls mocktails. They're not just fruit juices. You know, it's not, you know, sometimes you get a cocktail or a mocktail and you're just like, oh, it's just some fruit juice in a glass. No, his are so well thought out with different flavors. He'll use fruit juices, bitters. Different types of bitters. If you aren't drinking, you can have so much fun with these mocktails now, and you can tailor them. Like if I went to Bill right now and said, we're doing omelets, you know, asparagus omelets on the porch, you got to make a cocktail for it or a mocktail for it. He would come up with the perfect flavor balance to go with that omelet. It's just, like I said, it's just some people have, you're right. Yeah, so
I would be a cup of strong coffee.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right, so that's my asparagus for the day.
No, that's great, Chris. So, folks, what's your idea with asparagus? We're going to continue with that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with FaithMiddleton.com here at the Food Schmooze Party. So stay right with us.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Faith Middleton, and I'm with the Food Schmooze All-Stars. So Carl, what's your idea about asparagus?
Well, I'll tell you, my favorite way is grilled. I like Joanne's idea and Chris's idea of putting it in a grill pan on the grill, you know, with olive oil, salt, and pepper, to get a little char on them. But the key, and I think this goes back to what Chris was saying, the reason that asparagus omelets are so good is because of the cheese.
Mm.
So I'm going to do a grilled asparagus with cheese sauce.
Mm.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah, so no. I'm going to do it two ways. I'll tell you to do it the carby way and the non-carby way, because I'm you know, type 2 diabetic, I can't have carbs. But anyway, so you make the cheese sauce first. You're going to shred 8 ounces of smoked Gouda.
Ooh.
Love that.
And for a little tang, 4 ounces of Parmesan Reggiano.
Nice.
Or some Romano in there, some Pecorino. But that'll give it that tang that, you know, you're kind of used to having like Hollandaise sauce with like that lemony tang.
Yeah. So what are you saying? Is this going in the fry pan?
No. You're just going to make a cheese sauce. So you shred your cheese. And if you're doing a carby cheese sauce, you're going to make a bechamel, your typical bechamel, butter, flour, milk, or cream, and add cheese. And if you're not doing carbs, I suggest using trisodium citrate. You bring an eighth, and you can get it online. It's like a salt. You get an eighth of a cup of water, a quarter teaspoon of this magic stuff, bring it to a boil, add the cheese, and it turns that any kind of cheese into gloopy, runny, gooey cheese whiz. Kind of stuff.
Who doesn't love cheese whiz?
Yeah, I know, right? Even if you do like carbs, this is great.
Oh yeah.
So then you cover your grilled asparagus with the cheese sauce. Now for toppings, if you're doing carbs, you can go toasted breadcrumbs, sauteed in butter with herbs. You know, sprinkle that on there, and no carbs, bacon crumbles.
Come on, you're killing me.
That's it.
Love the bacon crumbles.
No, that's health food, man.
Yeah.
You know, the way I do asparagus is just in olive oil, and I run all the pieces together so they're coated in olive oil.
Yeah.
And then I put them in the oven. I don't even grill them. I put them in the oven, and, you know, it comes out great. And I watch Chris, it's like 350, right? And and then I take them out, and it's, oh my God, they get like soft, and that's great.
I like the old school way that Carl kind of brought up, but roasted asparagus with Hollandaise sauce. I think at home, that's the only way my mother ever served it.
Yep.
So I thought that's a sneaky way to get kids to eat asparagus, isn't it?
When I was a kid, my mother and father would boil the asparagus and then put a low fat Hollandaise sauce.
I still see some of the old chefs I worked for and knew, you know, that, you know, they're in their 70s and 80s now. And I see them posting stuff that they're making, and they still, it's just the way it was cooked. You know, you'll see her like, wow, look at that asparagus. It looks like it was cooked for 3 days. And you're like, but that's the way they cooked back then.
I have a fun fact.
What's that?
China is the world's largest asparagus producer.
Wow.
And in 2017, they produced about 8 tons of asparagus.
Yeah, and that's why we get it all year now.
China?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
China, then Peru, Mexico.
South America, yep.
If we're lucky, California.
Except for this time of year.
Right.
Okay, I love you to pieces, you folks. Chris Presbury. Carl Franklin and Joanne Church, who are with me on the Food Schmooze, and will be, of course, with you next week, because this is what we do. And we are at faithmiddleton.com. And so we'll see you then.
All right. Ciao.
Hey. Bye-bye. Waiting for the summer to come.